soft and low. The songs make you star.
Last time we talked, your previous album was relatively new, and now you've got the newer album that came out in late 2011, A Good One Is Hard to Find. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the road to that album?
The approach on it was a little bit different, and I think we were all just essentially better musicians. Felt like my writing had increased quite a bit between the first record and the second, and just a lot of maturity and a lot of it's like working with a team at work. If you like everybody and people listen to each other's ideas, and you work better together. Practice makes perfect, and I think that we really nailed it on that one. And worked really hard on it. We have all the time in the world in the studio, which is great. But this one's got a little more warmth to it, a little more lyrical depth. We bought a few new tools for the studio that we feel like would make it be that organic feel and gentleness and good ebb and flow. So we were just conscious of all these things. We knew what we did on the first one, and then we said, okay, well, how can we do these things better and still being ourselves. So still good, easy, soulful roots rock and roll, but I just think it's a better record.
Sometimes you do want to put on, a really big rock show and rock out and have the full band, and it's really tight.
Sure.
And sometimes you also want to pay attention, in a live setting especially, but also in an album setting, to those softer, more soulful, quieter songs. How do you find that balance both on stage and in the studio?
Well, you got to respect the songs that you got. It's much easier in the studio, I think, but when you got a couple hundred people watching you on stage, and it's a Friday night, and everyone's drinking. Sometimes part of your brain kicks in and says, "Well, they don't want to hear that sensitive ballad tune." But to you, to us, to me, what is important is if that sensitive ballad tune is good enough, which I think it is, and I should be able to play it next to that a straightforward rocker that really got them moving along. They should be able to enjoy it, hopefully. The same way. Sometimes you'll call out an audible and you'll be like, "No, we're not going to do that one. It's too heated right now. The crowd likes it too much." And afterwards, I sometimes get mad. I'm like, "I can't believe we didn't play Farm Song. Farm Song is such a good song." So it can be a struggle to do that, but we believe in all the tunes and want to certainly play all the tunes off that record live as well.
Do you think that on a good night, when the audience is really in tune, that they can roll with that sort of balance of, here's rock and roll and here's a ballad and here's, more rock Americana and here's more straight up folk?
Sure. And especially when it's in like a more mature audience, meaning like just actually age. We kind of have we don't really have like an 18 to 23 demographic that listens to us. It's like mid-20s to 50s. It seems like a lot of people who are my folks' age really, really enjoy us, and they come out to see us, and I think they're very much they're attentive, and they're not on their iPhones, and they're a little more there for the music and not necessarily what's going on around, or what might happen around, and what their text message they just got. I think they're very, very much respective in that way.
Now, we're at the start of a new year. What do you guys have planned for this year? Are you going to try to get out on the road or do some more recording, a little bit of both? Have you even thought that far yet?
We have certainly thought that far as well yet, and we are going to be going into the studio yet again on the 24th of February, and we're going to start on a new album. We've been working on songs, and we believe pretty strongly that you have to, at least in this business, really can't stop. And, you know, all of us still have day jobs and you know, families. But this is kind of what we'd like to do. And, you know, however many records it takes, however many, you know, Thursday through Sunday out on the road gigs it takes so we can get back to our jobs those other days, we're very much willing to do it. And we don't mind the hard work because we really like doing this. So, yeah, we got a lot of good stuff going on. And we're going to be playing up in Dayton this Friday night with the White Soots up at Lamb Bob's. That's going to be a great, great time. Up in Lima, Ohio at Avalon on Saturday night. So we're out on the road as much as possible. We're working on new songs. I'm writing every day. It's just an enjoyable thing. You know, people like to ride their bike on a pretty day. Well, you know, I don't know. I have the benefit of it, of being able to ride inside, and, like, that's what I love to do. And so the weather doesn't affect my fun thing that I like to do. So yes, lots of good things on the home front.
You say you're writing every day. Is it then hard to decide when you're going into record which of those songs are going to be recorded, you know, this time around?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you got a lot of them, what I like to do, I like to put them all down. And, you know, if you scratch three of them or you scratch four of them, it's no big deal. Like I said before, we have our own studio, so it's not like you got a guy banging on the door like, yes, 15 minutes. No, that doesn't happen. So it's great. So it's fantastic. And we can have all the time in the world. So,
In having your own studio and having all of that time, do you find that during the recording process the songs can change and evolve? You know, start one place at the beginning of the recording process and come out on the finished record as something completely unexpected.
Absolutely, yeah. There are songs that that might be a simple you know, folk three chord structure and that you really, like, you know, work and jerk and shake around and see what it's made of, and, you know, what really you thought was going to be maybe just a pretty, like, not one of the more powerful tunes on the record, it ends up being by far one of the best. So it's always really neat to see that surprise at the end, and then especially to see what people think about it. Like, you know, people say, oh, I love that tune. You're like, really? That's interesting. I wouldn't think that would be one that you would point out above all. So, yeah, it's always a big, big surprise, which is what's so interesting about going into the studio and getting creative with people that you enjoy to create with.
And for I know that you guys have played in Dayton quite a bit, a decent amount of times, but for people who are, say, going to hear this and haven't made it out to see you yet, what would you tell them to expect if they're going to come out and see you on Friday night at Blind Bob's?
Honest, straightforward rock and roll music. You know, there's going to be plenty of times where you can fist pump, and there'll be plenty of times where you can sit and sway with your loved one. So, you know, there's a major sincerity to what we do, and we work very, very hard at it. And, you know, if you're into good times, great rock and roll, Kaleidoscope, and Friday night at Blind Bob's.
Trouble all the time. On my way. Now it's so cool.
Yes, girl.